The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Pinnell & Company.
Yeah, who doesn't love that theme song? I'm telling you, I can just remember the first time I heard that when I was a kid. Still gives me goosebumps. I love that. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Jake Walker. How you doing today? Let us know. You can always call or text this show, 437-1620. I'm sure you're going to have some questions for our next guests, Will Maben and Angela Sherrill. They are realtors here in this community doing great work, and they're here to educate us on all things buying and selling a home. If you have any questions about this, let us know and we'll get your answers right here on the air. And if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, this is who you need to go to. Will Maben and Angela, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good. How about you, Jake?
I'm doing great. Now you got me pumped up with that song. That was your choice. I love that. I always love to give the guests the option on the bumper music. And that song gets me fired up, especially the video. And I'm pretty sure the actors in this movie, and even Kenny kind of, they still look the same. I don't know what Tom Cruise, I don't know what alien medication he's taking from whatever planet, but man, he looks great.
Something in the water.
Definitely something in the water. So it's that time of year, I think. People are spring cleaning. Maybe they're thinking about buying or selling a home, maybe thinking about relocating. Let's talk about that and let's get into really what you guys do as realtors, because I think a lot of people see it on TV and they watch these, you know, $1 million listings and they just see all this glitz and glamour, but they don't see a lot of the real work that goes into it, especially on the marketing side, I would think. So let's talk today about what realtors do. What do you guys do? Explain it to us a little bit more. Take us behind the curtain and let us know what you guys do on a daily basis.
Well, on my daily basis, if you ask my wife, it's changed my schedule at the last minute every time. But the truth is we're just available for our customers. Mm-hmm. Customers work their jobs. We need them working so they can afford to pay for their houses. So they're not available until odd hours. So mm-hmm. we work the odd hours. And a lot of the stuff that we do as a realtor behind the scenes, we schedule inspections, follow up on repairs, mm-hmm. check permits, communicate with lenders, mm. and stay in touch with the customer.
Right. Another thing that we do is we try to help the customer pare down what it is that they are looking for in a home, particularly since the competition is pretty fierce out there for buyers, right. And the inventory still is pretty short. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to get a buyer to be realistic about what their must-haves are and mm-hmm. what they just absolutely do not want. Mm. So we do a lot of research. You know, even though a buyer will come to Will and myself and say, "Hey, have you seen this? Have you seen these houses?" And of course, they got it from some type of real estate website, which mm. is fine and good, right. You know, because sometimes that really helps us kind of pare down the products that we are trying to help them find.
Right. So you're not wasting anybody's time. Right. Yeah.
Right.
What is your strategy when you find a buyer that they just really don't know what they want, and they're like, "Well, I'll know it when I see it." What do you do in that situation? How do you guide them through that process?
Location, location, location.
Ah, very nice.
You know, most people, it used to be that people wanted to be very close to where they're working. Now they get to dictate where they work if they have to go right. into work. Mm-hmm. So there's a little more flexibility, but for me, and Will may be a little different on this, but if I can figure out a zip code mm-hmm. where, you know, give me a couple of zip codes that would work for you. And so you can go from there. Mm.
I normally like to ask the customer to dream for me for a minute. If you could picture your perfect home, come on, mm-hmm. tell me about it. Is it a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, big yard, small yard, pool, no pool? And knowing and watching everything that's on the market, I can usually get them to one of the houses that's similar to what they're looking for. Mm. So it helps a lot just in communication with the customer.
Right. So, for instance, some, you know, that are active military, one of the things that I've learned to ask is, what is your time that you have to be? Do you have to live within a certain distance in order for you to be able, if there's an emergency, you know, right. how long do you, can you, is your distance? What's mm-hmm. your travel time to the base? Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's some things that are pretty easy to figure out. But like Will said, there's some things that, you know, I know what I like, but mm-hmm. I don't know what the customer likes.
Right, right.
So
do you see a lot of people moving into the area that you work with that they maybe work in Colorado, but it's all telecommute now? And so they're like, hey, I can work from anywhere now, so I want to live at the beach, even though I'm working for a company, you know, remotely. Do you see a lot of that happening now? I hear a lot about it. And
yes.
From,
yes, and I see that more and more. And that's something COVID really taught us is that we can work remote. And if you're working remote, why are you dealing with the ice, snow, or instead mm-hmm. come here to where it's hot and beautiful?
Exactly. And we've got some really good inventory coming up, I would think, because lots of people are starting to build here. So, and we'll talk about that here in a minute for new construction. If you have questions this morning, let us know. 437-1620. My guests, Will Maben and Angela Sherrill, they're realtors here in this area. And if you're thinking about buying or selling your home, or if, like we were just talking about, if you don't really know what you want, but you know you want to start this process, these are the people to do it with. We're talking about what realtors do today, because a lot of it, you know, probably gets, you know, misconstrued on these TV shows, because I watch a lot of these, and I know that a lot of the real work goes unnoticed, and you just see, like, the end result. But that end result, when you actually get paid, let's talk about that, because if anybody's wanting to get into real estate, what are some misconceptions about the payments? How does that all work? How do realtors get paid?
Realtors get paid. If you are, you can be a buyer's agent or a listing agent. You can be both. And for the most part, that's what Will and I can represent both sides of the transaction.
Do you each take one, or do you represent both at the same time?
We can represent both at the same time, and that's called transaction brokerage. Ultimately, that is, for me personally, that's been the best experience. It's very collegial. You're focused on getting a buyer and a seller to be able to have their needs met without doing harm to either party. And it generally is it's a good experience. You want it to be a positive experience.
Right.
So,
right.
Will?
Now, we do not get paid unless there's success. When the keys change hands, that's when we actually get paid.
And money's funded.
And money is funded, correct. We do work as transaction coordinators, and it really helps us to facilitate the transaction and help buyers and sellers come together and get a deal done.
I would think that would be hard, you know, being in that position, but, you know, bringing people together and getting the best deal for both sides. What are the major challenges with that? Sorry, I'm put you on the spot there.
No, it's being sure, and this is the real important part. It's being sure that you have a willing and able buyer. Somebody that has the ability, if they're going to make an offer price, offer what you can afford. And one of the ways you know what you can afford is by going through a pre-approval process, or loan approval process. And, you know, Will and I, you talk about sort of the behind the scenes, but a lot of homes these days, they don't want a buyer to come unless there's a pre-approval or right. loan approval in hand.
Right.
And so, you know, and it really does not take very long to get that.
If you have the contacts, and that's what Angela and I both bring to the table, is the contacts needed to facilitate an entire transaction.
Right.
What can you say to somebody out there before they start this process? What can they do to kind of get their ducks in a row on the lender side to help you guys out when you're talking to the lenders in this process? What can they do beforehand?
Well, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is having a list of contacts. Mm. And so a lot, you know, if you're a first-time home buyer, chances are you may not know who to contact.
Right.
And so, you know, call a realtor. Most people know a realtor.
Yes.
We'd prefer you call Will and myself, but anyway, call a realtor. And a
someone you trust.
Yes, somebody you trust. And ask, or you know, and ask, hey, can you give me three or four names of people? Because just like in our business of relationships and communicating clearly, being a lender, it's the same type of relationship. They need to communicate the financial side to a buyer, and the buyer needs to trust their lender.
Right, right. What are some of the big differences in, you know, representing a seller versus representing a buyer? What are some of the big key differences there?
Well, to start, a seller is selling a stationary property. Mm. A buyer is looking all around.
Ah.
Huge differences. Oftentimes a buyer isn't real sure what exactly they're looking for, hence the dream for me for a minute.
Right, that's great, yeah.
And the seller has a product that is stationary. It's not changing. So there's big differences in representing either side.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Another thing, too, is that as a seller, you want to be sure that the seller, that as the listing agent, that we are marketing truthfully what we're selling.
Right.
Can't make promises,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so it's important as a listing agent that we know about the permits, you know, what work has been done,
right.
What are the ages of the mechanical, the roof, the water heater.
Water heater, yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, plumbing, electrical. HVAC. What improvements have you made? When were the improvements made? Have you ever lived in the home?
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Really?
There's a lot of that. Do you have insurance? Are you in a flood? What flood zone are you in? We're all in a flood zone.
Right.
There are better flood zones than others. Mm. I mean, you know, we are trying to provide information as listing agents. What you see is what you're getting.
Right. We call that WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get. Yeah. So my guests this morning, Will Maben and Angela Sherrill, how can people contact you? What's the best way? I know last time, didn't you give out your personal cell phone numbers?
We did.
I didn't want to do it myself just in case, but you guys go ahead and do it. How can people call you?
Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020, or you can email me at willpicola@gmail.com.
And Angela Sherrill, I'm with Cannell & Company Realty, and my cell phone is 850-292-3165. And my email is goknowlesacs@att.net.
Nice. Very cool. I will put this information, your cell phone numbers and your emails, in the notes for the podcast. If you miss anything on this show and you want to go back and check out our podcast page on newsradio923.com. Go under the Pensacola Expert Panel link, and that will be right there. It'll be the top one because you guys are my last show for the day, so that'll be right on the top of the page. Go check them out. And they are with Cannell & Company, buysellcannell.com. All right, so let's talk about new construction because that's going to be big here. I see a lot of new developments coming in. When you're buying a new construction home, you guys can actually represent be a builder's agent and a buyer's agent, right? So how does that work?
Well, the builder has their own agent. Usually that's the agent that's sitting in one of the model homes, and they are selling the properties. They sell them left and right. They need to, I call it feed the beast, because they're building as fast as they can.
Right.
But most of the builders put a budget in place so that the buyer can pick an agent to work with. Not always does the builder's agent represent the buyer. their interest is to represent the builder and the company that they work for.
Right.
A couple of times that I've represented buyers of new builds, I've had a very positive experience. Some of the builders' agents have tons of experience. Mm-hmm. And so we are acting together trying to help the buyer get right. this home.
Right.
And it's been very informative. Ultimately, though, the customer should be the winner.
Right, exactly. And every time. Yeah.
Every time. Mm-hmm. And so just because there's a builder's agent, as Will pointed out, representing the builder, that builder's agent is also trying to sell the best product to that buyer. So that buyer then goes out and says, oh, yeah, I love my neighborhood. I love my home at XYZ neighborhood.
Right.
As a buyer's representative for this buyer, the builder, they want it to be positive for a buyer's agent as well, not mm-hmm. just the builder's agent.
That's correct. They're very good and yeah. very professional. Mm-hmm. I just recommend that any buyer that goes out there seek your own representation. It's not going to hurt you to have somebody yeah. that's fighting in your corner.
Right.
Right.
Hopefully you don't need to fight, but
right.
when that day comes, you'd rather have it yeah. than not have it.
It's mm-hmm. The buyer, in most cases, the buyer does not have to worry about paying our fee.
Mm.
And if they did, the buyer would know up front.
Okay.
So the builder is paying, just like a traditional transaction. If there were a listing agent, a buyer's agent,
mm-hmm.
Generally it's the listing side that is going to pay the buyer's agent.
In most cases.
In most
and
cases,
if it's not that case, a good agent will tell you ahead yeah. of time.
Mm. Yeah, it will be disclosed.
Mm. Do you find it easier to sell new construction or existing structures? Or is it kind of both equally challenging?
They have their own challenges.
Yeah.
And the builder's agent is great about helping you stay organized, writing up the offers, and they write their own contracts. Mm. So they're excellent on that part, but still leading the client through the process, making sure we're communicating with the lenders, communicating with the builders, communicating with the inspectors, and then once more, the walkthroughs and the tapes and any mm-hmm. repairs that are needed.
Right. There's so much you have to know being a realtor, I would think. Like you've been talking about, you have to know codes and I'm sure there's punch lists all the time of, hey, we want this fixed, we want that fixed. You have to kind of have a knowledge of construction and, it's got to be pretty exhausting.
It is. Yeah. One of the things that we do, we always recommend a home inspection, even
right.
for a new build.
Right.
Somebody
yeah.
who's independent, who hasn't been on site,
mm-hmm.
who goes in and helps the buyer with the last details.
Right.
So
an unbiased third party.
Yes.
Yeah,
right. Now, inspectors do not do cosmetic no. work. Mm-hmm. They're telling us about the bones of the house. And, on any house, that's the most important thing. You can always change a paint color or
right.
Fix a cabinet. But if it's not a good house, it's better to know before you buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
My guests this morning, Will Maben and Angela Sherrill, they are realtors here in town. And if you need to buy or sell a home, if you just want to learn more about this process, give them a call. Will's phone number, I'm just going to give out your cell phone numbers like you did, 850-261-7020. Or you can call Angela, 850-292-3165. Like I said, I'll put all that information on the podcast page up at newsradio923.com. Getting back to how realtors get paid real quick, say you've listed a home and it's not a buyer per se that comes in that's interested. It's an agent for a buyer. Mm-hmm. So how does that pay structure work when you have to work with another broker on an existing home sale?
Well, the listing side is the one who a seller, we contract with the seller to get a listing agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And within the listing agreement, it is determined by the seller and the broker
mm-hmm.
what the fee will be, or the percentage that we would get from the sales price.
Okay.
Okay. And then it is the broker, the listing broker, who determines the fee that a buyer's agent, another brokerage, would be paid.
Okay.
Okay.
That's part of the listing contract, and yeah. it's negotiated with the seller and mm-hmm. the brokerage.
Right. And it's different
in advance.
On, yes, and it's different on every contract.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
on every listing agreement.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay. The education process, I'm sure people come to you all the time and they're just completely new to this whole process. What can people expect if they're brand new to this and they call you? What can they expect by talking to you for the first time?
Well, first off, Will and I have been trained to ask if we can meet with somebody in person. It's much, I think we feel like sitting down eye to eye, talking clearly, what is the expectation? How is it that I can help you? What, you know, going back to those basic questions, what's your expectation? What are you looking for as a buyer?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times that process, you know, we don't physically go look at anything for weeks. Ultimately, if we are going to represent a buyer, the buyer sort of determines what it is that we can show them.
Yeah, and you're building that relationship with them. Right. So yeah, you're not just like, oh hey, what's your name? Okay, jump in the car, let's go look at houses. Mm-hmm. It's a process. Yeah, there's a lot to learn, lots of information.
Right.
Now I do work a lot of leads from Zillow, and oftentimes I am meeting a buyer for the first time at the first showing. And that's something where I sit down and I call it my living room conversation, where we kind of clearly define expectations and what we're looking for, how I can best help them. So a lot of times it's more just about clear communication.
Yes, definitely. Communicate with them today. Will Maben and Angela Sherrill, thank you so much. BuySellCanal.com or give them a call on their cell phone. I'll put that information on the podcast page at newsradio923.com. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.